We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, veg embracing viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, United Kingdom Energy Company strives to reduce emissions by 45%. In humanitarian news, a non-profit water and sanitation web portal plans to make information available in many languages. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Jewish Heart for Africa and how the organization brings solar power to rural Tanzania, Ethiopia, and Uganda. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, May 4th, the distinguished Persian Sufi scholar and poet Khaje Abdullah Ansari was born in 1006 in Herat, Iran, which is now part of Afghanistan. writing poetry in Persian since childhood, Haji Abdullah Ansari produced several masterpieces. He was a disciple of one of the most well-known Sufis of Iran, Abul Hasan Kargani, and the creator of Manuchat Nameh, or litanies, which is a type of rhythmic prose written as a personal prayer to God. Our deep gratitude to the great Allah for the sharing of divine light through poetry such as that of Haji Abdullah Ansari.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Madagascar. In early April, Cyclone Jade devastated the northeastern coast of the island nation, causing at least 15 casualties and more than 60,000 residents homeless. It was the fourth cyclone in 2009 to strike and bring massive flooding. On April 9, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $10,000 for immediate relief, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $470,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Madagascar.
Our association's relief team from South Africa flew to the affected port city of Toasamina, Madagascar, covering their own travel expenses. The local Red Cross informed them that most of the waters had subsided and that people were no longer in desperate need. However, some 230 Malagasy residents were still stranded in water and worried about malaria-bearing mosquitoes.
As requested by the residents, our association's relief team bought mosquito repellent and nets, and also purchased some rice for the affected families. The affected persons were glad to receive Supreme Master Qinghai's aid for items most needed at that time.
Nous avons remercié l'association du Supreme Master Qinghai de m'avoir nous donné l'aide à la cyclone Jade que les gens sont sentir. En difficulté, ils nous ont donné beaucoup de choses pour nous protéger à la santé. Merci.
We too are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance to the Malagasy people and also appreciate the kind efforts of our association's relief team. It is relieving to know that the residents are now recovering from the cyclone's impact.
As we pray for the continued safety, may we all soon greet a more peaceful planet free of disasters through our gentler treatment of others in our ecosphere. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UK pledges aid to Zimbabwe. A donation of $21 million in humanitarian assistance from the United Kingdom is going to support Zimbabwe's health system, farmers, and also improve access to clean water. The aid package includes food, seeds, and fertilizer distribution, which will benefit an estimated population of 3 million people. United Kingdom, heaven bless your generous assistance to brethren in Zimbabwe. May they be ever graced with fruitful harvest, prosperity, and peace.
Mexicans recognize the need to eat vegetarian to ensure public health and economic stability. As the number of confirmed cases in countries with confirmed swine flu grow, many across the globe are questioning the ethics and public health risks inherent in raising animals for food.
Mexico continues to face the worst of the situation as people fear for their health and their lives in financial hardship with the mandated closure of governments and businesses. In this interview with Supreme Master Television, a resident of the deserted Texcoco, Mexico, described how the swine flu changed everyday life for the worse.
¿Podrías describirnos la situación actual?
La gente está en pánico y todos tenemos miedo a contagiarnos.
¿Cómo crees tú que ha cambiado la vida en la Ciudad de México?
Toda la gente entró en pánico y hay compras demasiado de pánico, están comprando muchos víveres por el miedo a la falta de trabajo, la falta de dinero, y está desértica la ciudad y todos estamos asustados.
¿Cómo crees que la gripe porcina está afectando la situación financiera de tu familia y la economía mexicana?
Pues ha estado afectando demasiado, ya que en el caso de mi economía familiar, mi esposo trabaja por honorarios en una escuela y se ha visto restringido en el pago de normal, debido a que algunos papás han retrasado los pagos para esas escuelas y ahorita está cerrado y no tenemos una economía estable. Entonces, en la economía del país se ha visto también detenida, ya que hay muchas personas que también trabajan por honorarios y ahorita no están percibiendo ningún sueldo. Se ha detenido demasiado la compra-venta de alimentos y la gente solo está comprando alimentos enlatados y todo eso. Entonces, eso va a originar que los otros productos que son de menos duración se echen a perder rápidamente y su costo suba, se eleve. Entonces la economía se está deteniendo y pues sí nos está afectando bastante a todos.
Many are realizing that the best way to protect against the combined hardships of fear, threats to health and financial instability is to eat more vegetarian foods.
Carmen, ¿crees que es importante que la gente consuma menos productos de carne para reducir el riesgo de una pandemia global?
Sí, yo creo que es importante que la gente deje de consumir tanta carne y la gente se ha acostumbrado a comerlo, pero realmente esa carne no te nutre. Y con toda esta situación que se ha venido dando, yo creo que la gente debería tomar conciencia de que hay otros alimentos que podemos consumir que pueden sustituir bastante bien a la carne y no hay necesidad de estar sufriendo estas situaciones. Podemos invertir más en granos, en arroz, en otras cosas en lugar de tanta carne que nos daña el cuerpo.
Entonces, ¿a ti te gustaría disminuir tu consumo de carne después de esto para ser menos responsable de la gripe porcina debido a tus hábitos alimenticios?
Sí, es un caso personal para que todos estemos conscientes de que el comer carne realmente no nos ayuda, no nos nutre y es una falacia que necesitamos carne forzosamente en nuestra alimentación. Ya hay muchos sustitutos de la carne y sobre todo si estamos en México y tenemos un mal control sobre las granjas, yo creo que todos deberíamos de tomar ya esa conciencia de disminuir nuestro consumo de la carne.
Others also echoed the recognition that the best way to protect both the environment and their health was to eat meatless meals.
¿Cómo crees que puedes recomendar cuidar el ambiente para poder tener una alimentación saludable?
Bueno, lo que podemos hacer es comer saludablemente, comer en el hogar, evitar comer en la calle, tomar muchos alimentos que sean ricos en vitamina C, cítricos, y pues bueno, evitar un poquito las carnes.
We thank these humble residents of Mexico for sharing the candid views regarding the direct benefits of meat-free fear. Our prayers for the protection of all those suffering from the flu virus and any of its associated effects. May people everywhere meanwhile awaken to the security of the plant-based diet for the health and happiness of themselves and their loved ones.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb in methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Choose organic for more nutrients. Findings from research at the Biochemical Institute at the University of Texas Austin in the U.S. have showed that conventionally grown vegetables today yield up to 40% less nutritional value than earlier generations. This is thought to be due to selective breeding to produce high yields, quick harvesting of crops, and nutrient depletion of the soil. Thus, the recommended daily allowance of fruits and vegetables must be exceeded to actually receive the suggested nutrient amount. By contrast, the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association states that organic growing practices, which include no chemical fertilizers and a process that encourages natural soil regeneration, yields produce containing an abundance of vitamins and minerals compared to its conventionally grown counterparts. Many thanks, Biochemical Institute and Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, for shedding light on the importance of natural growing methods for our fruits and veggies. May more and more farmers adopt organic vegan growing practices for a healthier future for all.
Lebanese explorer, the first Arab person to reach the North Pole. After enduring 55 days of extremely cold temperatures, explorer Maxim Chaya successfully raised his country's flag at the Arctic Pole. As the first Lebanese to reach the top of Mount Everest, this latest accomplishment, along with a previous expedition to the Antarctica, has given him successful completion of what is known as the Three Poles Challenge. Lebanese President Michel Suleiman sent his congratulations, saying, "You embody the spirit of challenge and adventure. We are proud of you, and we know that you have faced many difficulties, but you overcame all this." Mr. Maxim Chaya, we join your country in a respectful salute for your outstanding accomplishments. We are all inspired by your exemplary determination and strength to reach the stars and achieve our goals.
Bolivia and Paraguay sign landmark agreement. During a meeting in host country Argentina, Bolivian President Evo Morales and Paraguay's President Fernando Lugo formally ended the Chaco conflict, which had dated back 74 years. During the ceremony, President Morales stated, "This is a historic day for Bolivia and Paraguay, a time of peace and friendship, of solidarity among peoples." Our heartfelt congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your country's officially reestablished alliance, and our sincere thanks, Argentina, for your facilitating role. May Latin America be united in harmony and tranquility among all her gentle-hearted people.
Save our planet. Wilkins Ice Shelf disintegrating. The European Space Agency, or ESA, has announced that this vast shelf, which had separated from the Antarctic Peninsula, is now beginning to break up itself. With a bridge connection, the Wilkins Ice Shelf to the peninsula having already disintegrated on April 5th, scientists are saying that these events represent the most severe polar ice casualty in two decades.
David Vaughan from the British Antarctic Survey said, "There is little doubt that these changes are the result of atmospheric warming on the Antarctic Peninsula, which has been the most rapid in the Southern Hemisphere."
European Space Agency and British Antarctica Survey scientists, we appreciate your careful observations alerting us of the Antarctica's plight. With heaven's grace, may this trend be halted through our swift steps together in greater consideration of all beings.
During an August 2008 video conference in Vancouver, Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again conveyed her concern for our planet as she called on the public to reverse the damaging effects of global warming by quickly switching to the plant-based diet.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted. But as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegetarian diet, then we still can manage to save the world. Not complete and not as much as we wanted if we have more time, but still better than nothing.
Save our planet. Bird Hospital in India is a unique place of caring. Inside the three-story New Delhi Bird Hospital, avian species from a range of backgrounds and needs are brought in for medical treatment by people from around the city. When restored to health, these feathered friends are all offered their freedom and can fly away from the building's rooftop if they so choose. The specialty hospital is run by Jains, members of one of India's oldest religions, who honor every living thing as a divine being. It is perhaps this loving atmosphere that also attracts the visitors and tourists who come by to see the always fresh, clean facility, as well as the supporters who since 1927 have provided donations that allow treatment to be offered free of charge. What a beautiful expression of love toward our fellow avian beings. New Delhi Bird Hospital and staff, our appreciation is surely shared by all the feathered friends you care for so well.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring the Shining World Compassion Award along with a $5,000 donation in support of the hospital. This contribution could purchase an equivalent of $84,000 in supplies or facilities for the birds if bought in the United States based on India's cost of living. Save our planet. Coral reefs recover with sufficient protection. The Wildlife Conservation Society has revealed findings from a study showing the resilience and ability of coral reefs to recover with appropriate conservation efforts in place. The study, which was carried out by Dr. Tim McClanahan and Dr. Nuwiram Nathiga, with the cooperation of numerous other international research and conservation institutions, found that Tanzania's coral reefs recovered greatly from a serious bleaching in 1998. The reefs also proved to be resilient to climate change due in large part to a ban on commercial fishing, which also supported a revival of the region's ecosystem. Areas where such ban is not in place showed no signs of recovery. Doctors McClanahan and Muthiga, Wildlife Conservation Society, and all other involved experts, thank you for shedding light on the importance of such marine conservation measures as a ban on commercial fishing. We look forward to seeing many more of our ocean regions enjoying similar protection for the renewed flourishing of all marine life.
Save our planet. A prolonged heat wave that has thus far caused up to 67 fatalities continues in India and is being reported as one of the most intense in 50 years.
Save our planet. USA snack food company John B. Sanfilippo & Son, Incorporated is initiating replacement of its metallic Mylar film packaging using instead a more earth-friendly packaging made with plant-based renewable resources.
Save our planet. Haitian farmers partner with U.S.-based Sirona Fuels to plant eco-friendly jatropha, a plant that can grow on arid, low-productivity land to produce sustainable biofuel.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomaj and I love being vegan. Today, we would like to share a tip on doing well in exams.
According to research, when children drink a glass of water before a test, they do up to a third better.
It has also been found that water helps boost adults' brain function.
Keeping well hydrated is good for your brain and your whole body.
So make sure for drinking water, you and your family have plenty.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our marvelous globe.
In sustainable energy news, a United Kingdom energy company plans to reduce greenhouse gases. By 2020, National Grid, a global electricity and gas company, is working to lower its carbon emissions by 45%. Mr. Steve Holliday, Director and Chief Executive Officer of National Grid, said, "We need a master plan with government, industry and consumer collaboration to determine the route map for meeting government targets. Having 15% of power coming from sustainable sources by 2020 was the goal set by the UK and other European countries. Moreover, by 2050, National Grid is striving to decrease greenhouse gas releases 80%. Bravo, National Grid, for your leadership in carrying out earth-saving efforts. May we continue to find more avenues to safeguard our valued planetary home."
In humanitarian news, Water and Sanitation Web Portal looks to offer its information in various languages. Nonprofit ACVO, meaning water in Esperanto, was set up to assist those involved in the funding of new water and sanitation projects, particularly in developing countries. In addition, information about many existing endeavors is shared on the ACVOpedia website so that interested people can easily access knowledge in the field. Users are also able to upload and edit information. We wish you much success, ACVO, in getting your messages translated to reach more citizens around the world. May heaven grant all people on our planet with adequate access and clean life-sustaining water. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment, featuring a USA-based nonprofit organization that is using technology to improve lives in Africa. There's a dog at the door. We'll be back. More enriching news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a happier world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Jewish Heart for Africa, a non-profit organization based in the United States that has helped over 30,000 people since its founding less than a year and a half ago.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
While working in Africa, Israeli-born Ms. Shivan Akoa Borovich was very moved to help improve the situation of some underprivileged people she met. In order to do so, in January 2008, she established a non-governmental organization called Jewish Heart for Africa. The non-profit group, based in New York, USA, where Ms. Akoa Borovich now lives, uses advances in technology developed in Israel to benefit Africa.
Its first initiative, Project Sol, helps to provide solar energy to villages in rural Tanzania, Ethiopia, and Uganda. The solar panels are purchased at cost price from Interdan based in Haifa, Israel. Through this use of low maintenance, sustainable energy, water pumps can be operated, clinics can use refrigeration for medicines, and school and clinics can receive lighting. In addition, doctors can treat patients more easily in the evenings, and villagers can find the health center at night. In Shangaru village in Tanzania, instead of spending 6 hours daily gathering water from a great distance, it can be drawn from three taps around the township. It is estimated that at least 30,000 people have been helped by the new power source.
At Jewish Heart for Africa, 100% of public donations go directly to the projects. There are several devoted volunteers and the staff is supported by private sponsors and donors. The organization's next program is Project Agri, which will work in conjunction with Project Sol and use Israeli innovations in irrigation and agriculture to enhance water use effectiveness and increase food production. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Shivan Akoa Borovich, and all staff and volunteers at Jewish Heart for Africa. God bless your devotion to helping our African brethren. May the day soon come when all Earth co-inhabitants live on a happy, abundant, and viable planet.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Immediate Effect.
A guy was talking to himself in a crowded waiting room. Occasionally, he cowered and looked very frightened. A person next to him come and asked him, "What's wrong with you? Why you look so frightened and cowered sometimes like that? Is something wrong?" The frightened guy said, No, I'm just telling myself scary stories."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Supreme Master Television is really a novel channel of the world. It is not only all the constructive programs that brighten our world, but also the positive energy it brings to our atmosphere. I always feel missing something if I couldn't connect to Supreme Master Television due to some internet problem sometimes. I always feel absolutely happy even when I just hear the voice from Supreme Master Television. It has really become a part of my life. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you, all workers for Supreme Master Television. My 4-year-old son and 1.5-year-old daughter like it so much, especially the beautiful songs around the world. Thanks so much. Li Huan from El Salvador.
Loving Li Huan. We're happy to hear that you and your little ones are enjoying Supreme Master Television. Thank you for your lovely words. Please help share the message with your fellow El Salvadorians that Mother Earth needs as many people to be vegan as possible. Let us protect our whole planet and many lives just by giving up animal meat. How lucky we are that this is still possible. Hugs to your beautiful children with heavenly benediction.
Supreme Master Ching Hai said, "Hi to you and your family. You are welcome and you are loved.
Blessed be El Salvador.
We go veg, okay? Love, love." Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. Log on to suprememastertv.com/hotline or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have you join us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with hope and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just the few.
During a meeting with Amnesty International representatives, Prime Minister of the Kurdistan region of Iraq, Nikirvan Barzani, affirmed his support and promised to uphold human rights.
Amidst the recent epidemic of swine flu, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, is urging Governor Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota, USA, to ban the construction of new factory farms in the state.
Returning from a trip to Ao Lạc or Vietnam, Australian Ambassador Alistair Cox said that his country seeks to strengthen ties through further educational cooperation and partnerships.
Rock legend and vegan since age 8, British musician Geezer Butler encourages all to be vegan in PETA's latest celebrity testimonial, stating that there is every reason to do so with so many meat alternatives available.
In the U.S., the White House launches online pages on social networks MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter to improve communication and accessibility to the public.
By waiving late fees for people with overdue parking tickets when they donate food, the city of Salem, Massachusetts, USA, collects one truckful of canned goods for St. Joseph Food Pantry.
Morocco's UN Ambassador Mohamed Loulichki highlighted his nation's support of the Paris Principles, which protect the rights of the child.
U.S.-based information website About.com lists the top-rated vegetarian recipes as ranked by readers of vegetarian cuisine forums, including tofu peanut butter pie and vegetarian yellow split pea dal.
Acclaimed Scottish poet Carol Ann Duffy, who won the Dylan Thomas Prize for Poetry in 1989, has been appointed as the UK's first woman poet laureate in the post-341-year history.
The Russian-owned South Caucasus Railway announces completion of rehabilitation work on the railway segment joining Turkey and Armenia, with the line now ready to reopen.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.